up here. At the beginning of it. Go for the damn stuff.
We start today a new chelik, a different chelik of Das Torah. We skip to Perek Shvi, Amud Reish Yutes. Up to now in Das Torah, we've spoken about what's the kli kibble for Torah. After we spoke about Das Atzmacha, a person figuring out what he needs to fix inside of him. After we spoke about Das Kseis Zerachov, of a person doing a little bit of the fixing. We start to talk about Das Torah, where a person connects with Torah. Das means to connect. Connect with Torah, bringing, absorbing the Torah, getting infused with Torah. So we spoke at length about the creating the kli kibble, the foundation, the infrastructure, the kli, the yesod, that the Torah could come in and stay by a person. We spoke a lot in the last few weeks about mitzvahs, getting the guf involved, getting the totality of the person involved. In the mitzvahs, the machshava, the hachana, the das, the kavana, the actions, getting the guf to agree, getting the guf to be happy, getting the guf to participate. We've arrived now in Perek Shvi with a person who has some sort of level of das Torah. He broke the cycle of kli reka and amachzik. He did the mitzvahs in the right way. Both mitzad, the maisa mitzvahs, the way the Rambam described, both mitzad, the agreement of the guf, agreeing to be involved in the mitzvahs. Until we got to what we spoke about last week, the darg of simcha, which is the harmony of all the kaychas of a person operating together in a joint effort to make a person a kli kibul for ruchnius. In the coming weeks, we're going to talk about, okay, so the guy has das teva, how does it look? How does Das Torah look? How does a guy who has Das Torah, what are the characteristics of a person who did all this work? He fixed his midas, he got his guf involved, he did mitzvahs, he was mekayim kachein and mitzvah zacha, he did v'sech hokein and mitzvah zacha. We have arrived at the guy who has Das Torah. So how does a guy who has Das Torah look? What are the characteristics of Das Torah? Is it that he signed on the pachkevil downstairs? Is that called the characteristic of Das Torah? Lav dafka. He has three buttons on his frock. How does a Das Torah guy look? Does he have a pin? Does it mean that he automatically knows everything about everything? Right? That's a guy. That's a guy. He knows everything about everything, from plumbing to whether or not it's safe to go through Midbar Sinai on the way to Cairo to catch your plane. All types of questions. People ask, I don't know, Das Torah. People ask Das Torah all types of questions about. How do you get home? As if people who have Das Torah know how to get home. Or they know they're experts in geopolitical security of whether the Bedouins are going to attack your bus in the middle of the Sinai Peninsula, like one person called it this week. I said, it's the only word you know that has more than three syllables. Where'd you pick that up from? Akaponim. I got to show the episode, it's like a shmacker guy. He starts talking. I said, I don't know what that means. I didn't hear it since the Yom Kippur War. There when I was a little boy. So what does Das Torah mean? Who has Das Torah? What does Das Torah mean? How does a guy who has Das Torah look? What's the characteristic of Das Torah? Now the Shur describes, we're going to talk about in the coming weeks, two incredible aspects of what Das Torah is. One of them is a vadois, and one of them is a stability, and of course the two things feed off each other. I repeat, one of them is vadois. How vaday are you in Torah? You'll ask me what I mean. Of course, all vada in Torah. We'll see in a minute what that means. Vada comes from clarity. And then there's the second aspect that we're going to talk about in the coming weeks, about stability. Obviously, two things are telling us. If we have a vadois about something, then you're stable. We don't jump up and down the way we do. We'll talk about both aspects. We're going to start with vadois. We'll start on the top of Reish Yutes. Matzina baramam geder nifla behevdol yidias tamal chochem yidias amaretz. The Rambam says in the Shulchan Shkogas, quote, "She'en yediyas amoritz b'yisurim yediyah vadoyis." An amoritz never has a level of a yediyah vadoyis. Kalaymar, if you look at amoritz, you yedeh halacha shenel mames anedrin. Even if he knows the halacha, ain't zu yediyah vadoyis. It's not called vadoyis. What does that mean? It means a Moridic example that I want to discuss. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Bitzeisoi Yerushalayim, the famous Gemara, Daf Gimel Vav, Hanetzura. Yerushalayim was besieged, and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wanted to sneak out to meet up with Aspasianus, the Roman general. It's called in English Vespasian, he's called in history. Aspasianus, this big Russia, he came to Yerushalayim, he's about to be Machrev, the Beis HaMikdash. And you all know the story over there. He came in a box and they thought he was dead and they stabbed him. Rabbi Doku, he gets there outside the walls of Yerushalayim and he gets out of the box and he meets up with Aspasianus and he says, Shloma Allah Malka, hail to the king. Aspasianus said, Ich bin nicht kein King, I'm a general. He took a risk with his life. So top of your head, there's a Caesar, there's a king and emperor in Rome. So you all know the Gemara says, just then arrived a message from Rome that the emperor died and he became the Caesar of Rome. Frikt Ali Shor, Almahi Stamech Lefanes Kachal Saratzva Rami, what did he take a gamble to approach the general Aspasianus and say, you're the king? So the Gemara brings down, he said, Ivra Malkat, you are the king. Dilav Malkat, if you wouldn't be the king, Lemim Yerushalayim Biotpa, you wouldn't be able to capture Yerushalayim. You're about to capture Yerushalayim. You captured Yerushalayim already. It must be that you're a king, you're not a general. Diksiv. What's the right of Yochan Mezak everyone? The Levonim Ba'adir Yipol. It's a pasuk. Levonim is going to fall in the hands of Adir. Main Adir El Kesar. The Adir is a Kesar, has to be a king. Diksiv Ahoyu Adirov Mimenu. Levonim el Beis HaMikdash. Levonim means the Beis HaMikdash in Emar. Also confirm a hara toiv azev al Levonim. You have to say, Rosha. The Levonim, Levonim, Be'adir Yipol. Levonim, which is Yerushalayim, one Rosha, Be'adir is going to fall in the hands of a king. So it must be your king. Frak Dali, sure. Enkan el Medrash Chacham. This is a Rosha. Achatana Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Ho Yechai al Dvar Hashem. He doesn't need to hear the news. That Aspasianus was crowned as the king. If the drosha is that it's going to fall, Yerushalayim is going to fall in the hands of a king, and the Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew that the time for Yerushalayim to fall came. I don't understand. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai risks his life because Aspasianus wanted to chop off his head because you're married with Malchus. What are you calling me, the king? The king could chop off his head and his head. So he said, what do you mean? You're the king. It says, That's the first thing. I mean, if you want to say this pasuk, nobody ever know about the pasuk. That's Aleph. Things nobody knows about one, I mean the other. So he told him, what by us is the equation of a vertel that Ramayla Biedemann was able to show us in Meiron for a Chizuk Shabbos. Hey, Levonoi is what? Hey, Levonoi is the usual Ayim Shenema. Adir is Melech, yeah? So you're the king. How many of us sitting in this room would rely on a drasha of a pasuk to chop your head off? Take a gamble, you're the drasha here. Yeah? Same drasha. The pasuk never heard of, by the way, but you believe Chazal said it's not pasuk enough, you rely on him. Yeah, but that level of amunus chacham you have. So you once heard a drasha, right? And you heard a drasha. Ain levon nine el Yerushalayim. Adir is melech. Double drasha, by the way. Another. By the way, all the drashas are from Sukkah nobody ever heard of. Chazal. One of them is from Dvarim, but I just say this. Yeah? And what? And Yochanan Zakkai sticks his neck out and says, you're the king. I mean, you are the king. I know that. Didn't hear it on the news. Didn't get reports. Didn't have any insider. Didn't have any hack. Didn't hear any night. Didn't hear a rumor from somebody who heard in the mikveh who got a cousin in Rome who texted him and told him that, you know, they elected a new king. None of that. That's called Das Torah. Das Torah means that I see there are two nekudas in this quote-unquote story. One is viewing the world through the glasses and the binoculars of Torah. It means the guy's wrong. Aspasianus, you're the general. He's the king. What does he say? What does the other guy say? What are the chances? No, that guy won the election. He got the primaries. Yeah, nothing. the world is viewed, the view of the world is through psukim. Who is going to capture Yerushalayim? The general, the Kesa. Can't be otherwise. It's a pasuk, Levon and Bad Yibo. Do you know that? And there's a drasha, and Levon and El Yerushalayim. Adar means a melech. So first of all, the first characteristic of Torah is that your view on the world is filtered through Torah. That's Aleph. That's Aleph. That means how you view events. How do you view events? Things happen. There's a Roman general sitting outside Yerushalayim who's about to capture in a couple of minutes Yerushalayim HaKodesh, can be machmir beis hamikdash. How do you view events that are happening? Do you view it through geopolitical events? You filter it through all your yedias or your negias? All the negias and all the yedias of everybody around you? And all the negias and the yedias of everybody who's around everybody else is around you? By the time it arrives by you, it's already a conglomeration of thousands of negias and amaratzim and yoidei dover who don't know anything. And everybody says their opinion with a zav adoyus, like 2 + 2 = 4. It's not like that, it's zikr. And everybody knows everything about everything. So the first thing is to view the world through Torah. He had different glasses. He looked at the world through the filter of his yedias haTorah. That's the first thing of das Torah. But that's not the ikar. That doesn't explain the vadoyis of it. Do you know what level of vadoyis you need to have to go stick your neck out and say Shalom Aleichem Malka? By the way, because of Hilchos Pikuach HaNefesh of Neshmartem Mo'oid Nafshei Seichem, you have to be 100% vadai that the drosha is emes. It's real. That's reality. You have to be 100%. Otherwise, it's suffix Pikuach HaNefesh. Maybe the drosha is wrong. Maybe you didn't hear Charles Shudas over there. Maybe Ron, what was Mel of Thed over there, right? By the way, you think I'm being cynical? He says, "Ain't kan," but Ali Shur says, "Ain't kan elamedrish chachamim." I don't want to make a vote of hands over here. They're not Harry's, but is anybody over here that would stick their neck out based on a medrish chacham? Yeah, the Chazal Darsh in the Pasuk that at 9 o'clock you go through the thing. Nobody. And if you are holding in such a dagger, you shouldn't waste your time coming to Ali Shur on Thursday night. Maybe that's for sure. Okay. But I'll take for granted, and I'll speak in all of your names, Shemaya Koina. There's not one person over here in the room that would stick his neck out based on a Medrash Chazal of what Ali Shur called a Medrash Chachamim. You know why? Not because we don't believe it. We believe in it. So what's the chiluk of Yochim and Zaka and us? I can think of a few things. But what's the chiluk, like, I mean, this Nakuda, why are we're amused by the story, and I know it's going through all your minds. Yochim and Zaka is off his rocker. What are you relying on a Medrash Chazal to go stick your neck out and go take a risk with Aspasianus is going to chop your head off on the spot, by the way? The answer is very simple. The Vadoyus of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Hein Hadvarim, the two things are totally zebazeh. The ability to see the world through Torah is dependent on how many other glasses you wear. Let's say a person has problems seeing things. And he's wearing 15 pairs of glasses at one time. You ever tried that? With different lenses. Some of them are sunglasses. Some of them are these. They're sometimes dark, sometimes light. They never have that 100%. And then you have another 10 pairs which have different numbers and prisms. And you went to the doctor in London, he gave you a different number. And then the guy in New York actually gave you a third number. And you wear it all the time. So you're looking through 15 glasses at the world. What do you have, by the way? A headache. That's all. Agreed? But I'm asking a different question. Those up the headache, which by the way, we all have because we're wearing 15 glasses. We have a constant headache. You ever thought about it? We all have a constant headache. We don't have clarity. We have a headache. Wearing magic eyes, wearing 15 glasses, dizzy. And what are the 15 glasses we wear? Kenneth type of COVID. Gaivus in Atzlos. And besides the fact that Yeshiva Bochum are in a perpetual state of tiredness and hunger, which blurs their vision. And 20 other agendas as life goes on. And you're looking at the world in front of you, right? So there's one guy who says that he's zikr that the war is going to end in the next few hours. He has inside information. And that's because, even though he's a Geshmaka Chikava guy, he's shaking in fear for the last 12 days, and he hasn't slept a minute, but he told everybody it was getting one for all the Zionist propaganda anyway. That's that guy. But he hasn't slept a second on his pillow. You can check. And then you have the other guy who says Peshawar's going to last for 2 weeks, because he's hoping to last for 2 weeks, because he hasn't learned the Don word in the last month. And this is his excuse to continue to be tired and worried about Klai Yisrael. He carries the whole old of all of Klai Yisrael all over the world, by the way, not just in Eretz Yisrael. All anti-Semitic attacks affect his mood and his whole concentration. How can you can focus on a Rajbo when there's Tzoros? You can't. I can't. He's a nice little Havei Roy. So when a person looks at world events with 15 pairs of glasses, kinetaiva covered negias. One guy wants to learn, one guy doesn't want to learn. And then you're sitting at a Shabbos Suda, and you have this guy who, mamish, he bangs on the table so stark, the chapliver jumps from pachat, with the pickles, everybody jumps. And he says with the vatois, ich zog. Ever guys like that? And you say that if Azar Choshev Ben Torah said Ir Zog, this Tommy knows what he's talking about. Azar Vadois. V'loimi Nei V'loimi K'tose. He doesn't even know how to spell the words that he's saying. He doesn't know what the topic that he's talking about. He never heard of it before. He's like AI on the spot. He's giving deis. That's when you're wearing 15 pairs of glasses. So of course we don't have a Vadois. How can you have a Vadois? You have 15 pairs of glasses looking at it. Imagine. It's hard for us to imagine. Imagine you only had one pair of glasses. Only one pair of glasses. Levonim ba'adir evil. It's not possible for us to imagine such a thing. We're talking about, it's not even fantasy. You can't even imagine. Because in our world, I don't want to say this in a base medrash, Mickey Mouse is 1,000 times more real as a reality than this drosha. Everyone should check by themselves. Mickey Mouse is dog. He exists. He's a mitzias. He's a mandiomar. He's our friend. The Vonim Ba'ad Yipol. What does he get? It's a Medrash Chachamim. So, if your only glass that you wear, your only agenda in life is Torah, not Kinnah, not Taiva, not Kovid, and you did your mitzvahs, and you brought Kedusha into your life, with all the Ramachi Rosh Zagidim, you did your Kachenu, you did your Senchokenu, and now you're Mechubet to Torah. And the glasses that you look in life is one pair of glasses. Torah. Levona and Ba'adir Yipol. So then there's no problem sticking your neck out. There are all types of yediyas that we have that we live our life according to, that we take risks, that we would stick our neck out for, that we know it's Vaday. By Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Vadoyas came from the clarity because he wasn't clouded by 20 other agendas on his mind. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got to a level of adoyis of not asking him, tell me, is it true that you became king? No, he came out of his coffin, like the Gemara says here, and he said, Shalma Alecha Malka. Shalma Alecha Melech. That's reality. And the reason why, by us, the Torah is not that reality, I mean, there's two things, this reality, this vadoyis, and this clarity. There's three things over here. That was his reality. That was the world he lived in. And it was his reality because it was vaday by him. And it was vaday by him because it was clear by him, because his vision wasn't fogged up, clouded by all the other agendas that cloud our vision. And that's why, by the way, we live by nature in a constant state of suffix. We live in a state of suffix. We live in a state of suffix because the agendas, the negias of kinna, taiva, kovod, midas, physical taivas, emotional taivas, hashkafa, confusions, they pull us in so many other directions. So it's mamas like you're wearing 15 pairs of glasses. We have a headache. So the first characteristic of a Talmid Chacham is the clarity and the vadois and the reality of Torah. The vadois, the clarity, and the reality of Torah as a blueprint for life. The Mari de Kazakh, I want to share with you the Altaf Sobotka said a Mahal de Kazakh. Chazal say, Avraham Avinu lama Torah me'atzmoy. I'll tell you a Mahal de Kamemer from the Altaf Sobotka. Avraham Avinu lama Torah me'atzmoy. So where did he learn it from? So who taught him? So Alter's voice said Amalma Bekazach. This is what he said. Stakov Lorais of Bora Alma. Everything in the Bria is based on the Torah. That means the reason why we have Av and Aim is because there's a mitzvah called Kibbut Av Aim. That means the Torah, Kadosha, the Eivishta understood that for a person's tikkun in this world, he needs to have a mitzvah called Kibbut Av Aim. There's this thing called Av Aim. And that's why things grow, because there's Trumas and Isris buying. And that's why there's stock markets in the world, because there's a Parashas Mishpatim. And that's why there's scales in stores when you buy things, because there's a mitzvah of Mishkol. It's not called Boy Reis of Baral. The Bria was created. No, there's not a pshat that there's a Bria and they needed a tikkun to make a Torah. There was a Torah, so you need a world. Said the Altam Slobotka, that's a stock of Barai Sabaralma. By Avraham Avinu, it was so clear that the Eivishter created the world for a purpose. So when he looked in the world, he said, oh, there's a thing called parents, his fathers and his mothers. They must be Kibbut Av Aim, otherwise, why are they fathers? People do business. So he got the whole Parashas Mishpatim. He's walking down the street and he saw a shor, shtaising another shor, that's Karen. Then another shor ate, that's Shane. The other one gave a kick, that's told of Karen. The other one stepped on it, that's a told of, that's Regal. He saw the Bria, everything he saw in the Bria, he said, das ist Torah. So why is this? And he was able to, the same way Stakel Baraisa Bar Alma, he was able to Stakel Bar Alma, Bara Araisa. He was able to connect everything to Bria, because Avraham Avinu, who saw everything crystal clear, Bara Kachama. Avraham Avinu saw the world in crystal clear, one pair of glasses, it was 20-20 vision. So everything he saw in the Bria, he saw a tree, he saw Orle, he saw an Ataravoi, he saw Trumas, he saw Maestris, he saw Mrs. Bechor. Every Knech in the Bria he understood has a Sherish in the Torah. That's how Talmud Chacham looks. That's the first side of Das Torah. Clarity, reality, Vadoyas. The second aspect we'll see next week in Mitzvah.